who won the West? Perhaps a better question is, what won the West? Aaron Thompson says what won the West was a seemingly simple product that changed the way people lived and worked in what was proverbially called the West. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown. Just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Who won the West? For Aaron Thomas, it's what won the West.
They say like the six shooter conquered the West, but I think there's a good argument that it was actually barbed wire that did that.
Aaron is curator of the Dillon Home Museum in Sterling, Illinois. Washington Dillon bought a patent for a type of barbed wire here in the late 1870s, formed the Northwestern Steel and Wire Company, and grew a business that stood for well over a century. While it was barbed wire that built the brand, they soon were manufacturing products for all kinds of farm use.
They started making field fence and hog panels, chicken wire. Basically, if it was made from wire, Northwestern Steel and Wire made it.
The town became well known for making hardware and wire. The latter product was the specialty of the Dillon family, who owned this mansion, now a part of the city park system here in Sterling.
The Sterling Rock Falls area built up around the manufacturing that was here, and the mill was one of the larger employers in the area.
The Dillon's family business closed in 2001. Other manufacturing left in the same period as well, a hard hit for the working families of this area. Aaron says you only have to look at the city streets to see just how many people were once employed making wire and hardware here.
Today, people complain about the one-way streets in town, but imagine thousands of guys changing shift at the same time. So our headache made a lot of sense early on.
Although the mills are closed, the home remains, as well as one of the vintage steam engines that once hauled the steel here to make the wire. You can see the interesting story about one of the kings of barbed wire by watching the TV version of our show on the Farm Journal TV app, or just follow American Countryside on Facebook and look for the link. Traveling the Countryside in Sterling, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.